We'll now be pleased to hear from Brother Roger G. Christensen. Brother Christensen serves as the Assistant Commissioner for the Church Educational System. It's always a great blessing to have him here with us. Brother Christensen.
Good evening, graduates. It is my privilege to be with you today on this very special occasion. All of us have heard some version of the adage, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. That statement has been attributed to a number of different sources. However, the Congressional Research Service cites Peter Marshall, who served as chaplain to the U.S. Senate following World War II, as the most likely original source. In a prayer offered before one of the opening sessions of the 81st Congress, he stated, quote, "Our Father, give us clear vision that we may know where to stand and what to stand for. Because unless we stand for something, we shall fall for anything," end quote. We live in a time when it will become increasingly important that individually and collectively we take a stand for truth and for what is right. Charles Dickens articulated eloquently a view of a world not dissimilar to our own. He wrote, quote, "It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way," end quote. As Latter-day Saints, we have the truth and we know what the ultimate outcome will be of this mortal existence. However, we also know that Satan is abroad in the land and that he goeth forth deceiving the nations. As a result, we all need to know where we stand and what we stand for. As you now graduate and leave this wonderful but insulated environment at BYU-Idaho, it will be important to be firmly rooted and to be able to take a stand when appropriate. I would like to share three brief examples to help you remember to stand up, to stand firm, and to stand tall. If I knew each of you well enough, I could probably use examples from your individual lives, but I have chosen to cite instances of people who are familiar to you. The first is from the life of President Joseph F. Smith. As a young man, he was called to serve as a missionary to the Sandwich Islands. At age 19, following his mission on his way home to Utah, he and a few other missionaries were traveling together. One day, a group of drunken ruffians rode up on horses, firing their guns, yelling wildly, and cursing the Mormons. Most of the missionaries heard the riders coming into camp, so they sought refuge in the brush some distance away to hide and wait for the men to leave. Young Joseph had been gathering wood and walked into camp at an inopportune moment. The leader jumped off his horse and shouted, "We will kill anyone who is a Mormon." He shoved his gun into Joseph F.'s face and asked, "Are you a Mormon?" Mustering his courage, he stood tall, looked the man in the eye and said, quote, "Yes, sirree, dyed in the wool, true blue through and through." The man was so stunned by the bold and unexpected response that he lowered his gun, looked the young man incredulously and said, "You are the blankety blank pleasantest man I have ever met. I'm glad to see a fellow that will stand up for his convictions." With that, the man then got on his horse and with his companions rode away. Each of us must at times courageously and firmly stand up for what we are and what we believe. It may not be easy, convenient, or politically correct to stand up in the face of opposition, but it will always be right. Let the consequence follow. The next example is taken from the life of President James E. Faust. In 1942, he was conscripted into military service. As a new private, he was given guard duty at the military base where he was stationed. He said he spent a long, cold night marching, shivering, and trying to stay awake. He also spent a lot of time thinking and concluded that if he wanted to avoid guard duty in the future, he would need to become an officer. So he applied to officer candidate school. At age 22, like many of you, he said his resume was not very extensive or impressive, but he proudly noted that he had served faithfully as a missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He and a few others were summoned to a board of inquiry to consider their applications. He related that the board, a group of seasoned and somewhat hardened military officers, began peppering him with questions, primarily about his religious beliefs and his missionary service. During the questioning, they asked him whether he smoked or drank. They asked how he felt about others who do. They asked if he prayed and whether he felt it was appropriate for a military officer to pray. They also asked whether the circumstances of war justified loosening the moral code because the rigors and stresses of battle might justify allowing men to do things that they would normally not do at home. President Faust related that this experience was a pivotal point for him in his life. He could try to appear tolerant and broad-minded, or he could respond as he believed and how he had been taught. After agonizing over how to respond, he did not equivocate. The text from Isaiah in the New International Version of the Bible underscores this principle. Quote, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all," end quote. President Faust answered honestly and directly. He said that as he left the room, he was sure that these officers did not share his beliefs and would not like the answers he had given. He was quite sure his opportunity to become an officer had evaporated. However, when the results were posted, he received one of the highest scores. He was in the first group taken for officer school, and after graduation became a second lieutenant. President Faust acknowledged that standing firm for our beliefs will not always have favorable results with those of this world, but it will always strengthen our faith and our relationship with God. As another hymn so poignantly points out, "For those who stand on a firm foundation, He, God, will never, no, never forsake." President Gordon B. Hinckley was one of the greatest orators of this dispensation. He spoke plainly about taking a stand. He stated, quote, "We are involved in an intense battle. It is a battle between right and wrong, between truth and error, between the design of the Almighty on the one hand and that of Lucifer on the other. For that reason, we desperately need moral men and women who stand on principle. The time has come for us to stand a little taller. This is a season to be strong. It is a time to move forward without hesitation, knowing well the meaning, the breadth, and the importance of our mission. It is a time to do what is right, regardless of the consequences that might follow. We have nothing to fear. God is at the helm," end quote. Our current prophet, President Thomas S. Monson, has also encouraged us to have the courage to stand firm for truth and righteousness, to stand in holy places, and to ever be courageous and prepared to stand for what we believe. And if we must stand alone, know that in reality, we are never alone because we stand with our Father in heaven. May each of us go forward, having a determination to serve God faithfully to the end, knowing where we stand and what we stand for. Therefore, stand up, stand firm, and stand tall. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.